We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Just a few minutes left here with our city guests here, City Manager Ron Fear, outgoing Mayor Wynn Butler, incoming Mayor Linda Morse, as the tradition will likely carry on here tonight as they will reorganize. 5:30 is the time for the meeting, and those meetings are open to the public. Masks required at City Hall if you do plan to attend. And
No, I'm sorry.
Not in the commission room.
I apologize. I screwed that up. Masks optional, but of course the city officials will be wearing their masks tonight at the meeting.
Employees.
Yeah, employees. Okay. Sorry to screw that up.
That's all right.
Been changing so
yeah,
much here. But one way you can tune into those, of course, I don't talk about it a whole lot here, but you have the Cox Cable Channel 3 and the stream, so that's another way, and that's been nice to be able to have that. You guys have a really good working system there at City Hall.
We've done quite a bit of work on it. We've had our challenges with it. We've got a few more improvements that we're continuing to make on it, but certainly that's something COVID has really required us to do, is really focus on our technology and our capabilities for broadcasting and reaching a variety of sources of individuals. So it's from that standpoint, it's been very, very helpful and instructive for us to be able to do some of that.
All right. Very good.
We do have we're hosting a legislative meeting for our state legislators, representatives and senators, Wednesday, and that's at noon at City Hall. And so that is open to the public, too, and we'll be talking to our commissioners, updating them on some of our community activities for this coming year, as well as some of our legislative priorities that we certainly are appreciative of their service. I know they have another interesting, challenging session, but it's certainly good to see the state revenue up from that standpoint. And as they look at state issues, we try to always encourage them to think about us when they're and contact us relative to how some proposed legislative action might impact us. And certainly continuing to recover from the pandemic, obviously the new congressional infrastructure bill that was approved is providing more funds to the state, and a lot of those funds are basically in work with mostly existing programs, but there are some new programs, and how the state's going to make that available. From what we're hearing from state agencies is that are just going to be bigger pots of funds for some of the existing programs, with a few new programs that'll be more competitive, and then there are a few that is some based on your gas tax and that sort of thing that might be some automatic increases. So we're hopeful that those come about. One of the things that we know the new bill has is some principal forgiveness for some of our water and wastewater utility improvements. If we tap into the low interest loan program, there's some principal forgiveness, and there appears to be some options for the states on that, and it's one that we would really like to see the state adopt so that we could benefit from that and be in the potential pipeline. We've got quite a few utility improvements we're working on, some which were mandated by the state, so getting some assistance from that would be helpful. There's always also some new flood mitigation funding available in that infrastructure program that we could benefit from. Of course, some of our standing issues are things like the alternative property evaluation and dark store theories and the impact. There's 17 cases in Riley County docketed in front of the Board of Tax Appeals. So that could have, if those all go against the county and us from that standpoint, that could have measurable impacts on tax delinquencies, which we get shorted from our property tax payments. So those are some of those things, it's an opportunity with the state with excess revenue to reinstitute some of that shared revenue that they've pulled away from us over the past few years. So those are certainly some of those things. I know the way that we had to do the transparency measures and hold two property tax hearings in adopting the budget, it was intended to maybe give us more time because we actually had till October 1st to finalize our budget. But we actually had to do that notice back in July that we were going to exceed that, which is earlier than we typically would have done that notice. So it was just really confusing, and we had to have two hearings for the night of the budget. And it's been very confusing, and I really don't think it has met the objective that it was intended to meet. I mean, you can't even... one of our strengths has been we've had growth. And so if you have new property tax growth from buildings that have never been on the tax rolls before because they didn't exist, you have to go through this process just to capture that new money. So it's a very confusing thing, and it's something that I think could be clarified. Certainly, you know, the state's talking about, and the governor both, they're both talking about an exemption on sales tax for food. What is that? We happen to have a grocery store in our tax increment financing district, so we're paying some bonds off, anticipating that revenue from some of that. And so if we don't have that, how's that impact us? And is there a way to make those whole from some kind of other source? So those are just some of the discussion and dialogue that we'll have, and commissioners probably have some other comments that they want to make with our legislators. But we appreciate them taking time to meet with us before they start their session.
Yeah, no, I never really thought about that aspect of the sales tax issue, but that could be a slight bit of a concern here at the local level.
You know, it's not revenue we normally receive except for our STAR bonds. And so the STAR bonds would be, and the state was quick to call us when that was proposed and said, we're going to try and figure out a way to keep those STAR bond districts that have grocery stores in the scenario for repaying those notes made whole somehow, either through economic development funds or some other mechanism. And so we're hopeful that that happens. You know, we're certainly not against the proposed action because it's generally not revenue we would receive. But it's certainly something that we're concerned about. Hmm. And just, you know, what's the definition of food? Is it a consumable, healthy food, or is it alcoholic beverages and smoking and toilet paper and, right. You know, that's always the issue. And most states have figured that out and come up with reasonable solutions through barcodes.
My son was just telling me yesterday, he's from Michigan, he said they call it any packaged food, any food that's packaged. Hmm. So, I mean, you can really get into the weeds when you start thinking about that. So it's going to take some clear thinking at the legislative level.
Yeah. Oh, I know one thing I've been following here in Pottawatomie County. They talked about this, the Flint Hills Regional Council. They've increased their membership dues. I think the city of Manhattan's part of that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys approached that yet, and whether or not you're going to continue on with that? They voted yes yesterday to go ahead and pay the increase, but it was quite a steep increase for Pott County. I don't know what the price would be for the city of Manhattan.
Yeah, it's several thousand. You know, it's something we anticipated that there'd be and we've budgeted for. So I do anticipate not being an issue. You know, they've regional council's done some very good things the past couple years. They formed this economic development district, which gives the region kind of a higher level of positioning when they're applying for federal economic development loans. And our economic development practitioners, both in Pottawatomie County and Riley County, the chambers have helped provide the match for that district forming. So they've also, you know, if we'd had to hire Santec to do our study there at
Plaza West.
Plaza West, thank you. For the flood mitigation efforts, that would have been a pretty sizable. I mean, the cost of that consultant was more than what our dues would be. So they've done some nice things in accessing some federal funds for the region that we've benefited from. So I don't think it's a issue for us.
Right. I serve as the Manhattan City Commission representative to that board. And one of the dues haven't been raised hardly at all over the 10 years of its existence. And in order for it to continue to be sustainable, stable, we had to take a step like that.
Hmm. Well, guys, appreciate the time here this morning. We'll look forward to talking with you down the road. And it's been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you.
See you here in a few months.
All right.
Go Cats.